Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن ولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The translation of the verses: certainly those people who said that Allah is our Lord and then they showed steadfastness, then angels of Allah will descend upon them telling them that don't fear and don't be sorry and be happy with the glad tiding of the Jannah about which you are being given promise. We are with you in this worldly life and also in the hereafter. And in that you will find everything that you may desire. And there you will find everything about which you are given the promise. And this is a feast for you from the Lord who is forgiving and who is most gracious. It will be hospitality. Huzur says that this is the translation of these verses which I have just recited. During every week, Huzur says, I receive thousands of letters which I read, in which there are different types of letters, and sometimes people write for prayer, requesting for prayer for recovery from disease and regarding his relatives, and some people are sharing their happiness of marriages with me. Some people who are looking for partners, they are showing their anxiety and worry. And some people in their business, they request me to pray for the blessing, and they are mentioned their other problems they are facing, and also to get success in examination. The students and their parents are also writing to me. In short, like this and so many other aspects of types of letters are there which I receive. But during that last one week, I have received thousands of letters, more than what I normally receive every week. And the subject of all those letters was centered on one point, in which regarding the martyrs in Lahore and the great martyrdom of these people and the sentiments regarding that were mentioned by people. People felt expressed their feelings. There was grief, there was pain, there was anger. But immediately in the next sentence, that anger used to turn into patience and steadfastness. And all the people, they forgot their own problems. These letters I am receiving from Pakistan, from Arab countries as well, from India as well, Australia and from islands, from Europe, from America, from Africa, in which all Pakistani born Ahmadis, not only the sentiments of those who are born in Pakistan, they are being expressed that their fellow countrymen are being subjected to torture. There are some Ahmadis, those who were tortured there, their relatives are here. But actually, citizen of each and every country, every Ahmadi who has been enabled to come into the initiation of the Messiah of Muhammad, they are so, restlessly expressing, with great anguish they are expressing their agony, as if one of their close relative, the one who is related to them in blood, he has been subjected to this killing. And those people whose close relatives, they were among those martyrs who achieved a high noble position, then their letters were also there, who were actually trying to console me. And regarding their revered people, the father, the son, the husband, upon their martyrdom, they were writing a great story of the great sacrifice of their relatives. And when almost to every family, as far as the information was given to me, I tried to telephone each and every family where the martyrdom took place. If somebody has been left, they should tell me immediately. As I said, I have telephoned each and every family, to the wives, to the children, to the brothers, to the mothers, to the fathers, and I found each one of them very happy with the pleasure of Allah Almighty. In letters, sometimes people can hide their passions and their sentiments, but on phone, on telephone, I could see their very determined voices. This message was clearly audible there, that this statement of Allah Almighty, this instruction of Allah Almighty, we always keep that in mind. And and we are expressing this reaction without any reservation, that Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi rajaun, with full consciousness, with full understanding, we are fully submitting and fully understanding the pleasure of Allah Almighty. We say and declare that we say that we are very happy with the decree of Allah Almighty. So these one or two sacrifices, what is the importance of that? We are ready to everything that we belong, and each and every blood of each and every drop of our blood, we are ready to sacrifice for the community of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. We are ready because of our blood today, these sacrifices that we are offering today, these are the sacrifices, which are establishing the superiority and the greatest of the Prophet, of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This announcement is being made, these sacrifices of the noble status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are the people who are going to repeat the examples of the earlier Muslims. And we are the one in front of them The noble example of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in front of us. All these letters, all these sentiments, by reading and by listening, and to express my feelings, it's impossible for me. I don't find any words. But Allah Almighty has firmly established in this belief, and further strength has been given in it, that these beloveds of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, certainly these are the people who have, for the achievement of the higher purposes of their life, these are the people who have been granted to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And towards the fulfillment, for the fulfillment of these purposes, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was established and sent. So these are the people of the firm resolve and determination, that those relatives who have passed away, they have shown the example of steadfastness and they have gone to Allah Almighty, and according to the promise of Allah Almighty, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلَّا يَعُنْ وَلَا كِلَّا تَشُرُونَ. That they are the embodiment of this statement, and they have told the people that don't tell us as dead people, we are living being, we are living, very much living. Where while in our life we have attained a pleasure of Allah Almighty, and similarly we have been able to irrigate and to give water to the life of the community. And from each and every blood, each and every drop of our blood, innumerable trees are going to be fed. And angels of Allah, they have engulfed us. They have taken us in their lap. When we offered our life, we did not realize. And we did not realize how many bullets we have been hit. And we did not realize what are the injuries and where are the injuries. So these are the people embodiment of the steadfastness and patience for the sake of Allah Almighty. They are restless for offering their lives, offering their lives for the sake of religion. And for many, many hours, they suffered that the blood was coming out from their wounds for many, many hours. And instead of uttering a single word of complaint, they were always keeping themselves busy in prayer, and they were making these moments as the means of attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. If somebody said hi, or any word of complaint, then another person told them that you show patience. Other people are offering their lives. They are sacrificing your life. And you are the people who are going to be sacrificed for a noble objective. And those people who said oof on this torture, then up to the last moment, that person continued to offer durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, invoking blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And till the last moment, he was going to believe the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the promise that we have made with the Messiah of the Muhammad, that we are fulfilling today. I have seen a very, very, very sorrowful video which somebody recorded on his mobile phone. By looking at that, the emotions go out of control. These are the people. No doubt Allah Almighty took the sacrifices from these people. But his angels, Allah's angel, they cause the patience come descend upon these people. And for hours, without raising any cry, they become the model of patience and steadfastness. A young man told me on telephone from Lahore that my 19-year-old brother, he was shot at four places. And for several hours, he lied there in his place and he did not cry. And he did not make any complaint. If the police had arrived on time, it could have saved many lives. But when the whole system is corrupt, then what can you expect from these people? A young man the hand grenade of the enemy, he just caught hold of it so that it could, but in the meantime it burst open, and then he took the lives of the people. An old man, he offered his own life and saved some young people, and he immediately ran to these people, and all the bullets came directly to him. Today the IG police is mentioning with great pride that police has captured two terrorists. But when from the top to bottom, everybody makes no distinction between falsehood and truth, then this sort of things happen, and this type of statements come out. These two terrorists who have been captured, they were actually captured by our own youth. And the one who captured, I am told, he was a very weak person. Apparently, physically, he was very weak. Very slim he was. But he was filled with faith. With one hand, he captured the neck of the terrorist, and with the other hand, he did not allow him to take his hand to the jacket, he wanted to pull a certain thing to explode it. He couldn't do that. So these young people who are the terrorists and very young in age and belonging to various organizations, they are the children in childhood. They are captured by these very oppressive groups. Those who take them in the pretext of religious education and make them terrorists, and then brainwash them so much that give them the glad tidings of paradise, and they are also shown to them these glad tidings. While the fact is that these are the thing, this death is such thing which is going to incur the wrath of Allah Almighty. But these people are totally unable to understand this point now. The leaders of these terrorists, nobody has ever seen these people coming forward. They have never been seen sacrificing their own children. If the sacrifices are given, they are given by the children of the poor families who are brainwashed. But anyway, these two terrorists who were captured by our own young people, youth, they were actually captured by them. And this descent of the angels and giving them this solace and comfort, when we see in relation to these wounds, also we see that in the form that those people who have been left behind, they are also getting satisfaction by the grace of Allah Almighty, which Allah the Almighty has kept them in that. And because of the belief in the Imam, in the Imam of the age, they are given this satisfaction and peace of mind. There also the Allah Almighty has commanded the angels that you go and you become the means of the satisfaction and solace of these people. For these people who are praying, and you make the arrangements of their comfort and their relief. And as I told, in each and every family I saw the same example. Such wonderful scenes are there that one is really surprised that what sort of people have been Allah Almighty has granted to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Each one of them, inna ma ashku bassi wa husni ilallah, that all my anxiety and all my grief, the complaint of that, I simply make it to Allah Almighty. They were really the picture of that, the embodiment of that. And this is actually the high point of a Muslim, mu'min. The believers, in their times of grief, they have been enjoined to show steadfastness and patience. As Allah Almighty says, Ya ayyuha allazeena amanu istayinu bis salat inna allaha ma sabirin. O ye people, those who have believed, through patience and through prayer, get the help of Allah Almighty. Surely Allah Almighty is with those who are steadfast and patient.
us.
So a person, a servant of Allah, he can only present everything before Allah Almighty, and he is the servant of Rahman God, the gracious God. Instead of complaining, instead of demonstrating or taking out a slogan or taking the law into his hand, when they through the patience and through prayer, then they mold their sentiments into these two things, then he becomes the recipient of the glad tidings of Allah Almighty. The community of believers, they have been, Allah Almighty has already told them regarding the trials and tribulations. And Allah Almighty says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَجُوعٍ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And we will try you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and lives and fruits. We will try you, but give glad tidings to the patient. So therefore, those who are steadfast and patient and those who are praying to Allah Almighty, for them, Allah Almighty has given us the good news that Allah Almighty has told them that they are going to be the recipient of the paradise of Allah. And those who are martyred in the way of Allah Almighty, they are given the glad tiding of paradise. And according to the glad tiding of Allah Almighty, for those people who live in this life, they are given the glad tiding even in this life. The desires of such people are simply the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and that is the main desire that they have and they wish to achieve. The verses which I have recited, in that Allah Almighty has mentioned these attributes and qualities of the people, believers, that they show steadfastness in the times of trial, and Allah Almighty make the arrangement for their satisfaction. And when the believers from every side, they are put into trials from every side, and their lives are in loss of life is there, the loss of wealth is there, or the attempt is made to do so, and their honors are also taken away, or the effort is made to do so. From every side, sometime it appears as if the doors of the help of Allah Almighty, they have been closed. At that time, when the believers, Bashir al-Sabirin, when they understand this point and they show steadfastness, then they are the people who are able to gather the blessings of Allah Almighty. They come into the protection of Allah, and suddenly such a victory and succor and help from Allah Almighty, and the news of that, and the doors of opened, which even they cannot imagine, no believer can ever imagine. Such wonderful things are shown which are beyond the imagination of human beings. But the condition is the steadfastness. And blessed are those, the Ahmadis of Lahore, the blessed are those people who have shown the steadfastness. Those people who passed away and those who were left behind. So certainly, Allah Almighty, who is always gives the true promises, He is going to fulfill His promises. And for the satisfaction of their hearts, these promises which He has given, which we are seeing, these promises of Allah Almighty, this is also a sign of the fulfillment of those promises. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, the promised Messiah says, that those people who said that our Lord is Allah, and they took them away from the false gods, and then they showed steadfast. That is to say that various types of trials, they showed steadfastness. Then angels of Allah descend upon them and saying that you don't fear and don't be sorry for any loss. Rather be happy and filled with joy. Be filled with joy that you have received that happiness which you are given the promise of in this life, and the life, we are your going to be your friend. Allah Almighty, by mentioning these words, He has referred to the point that this steadfastness is the one which gives, entitles a person to the pleasure of Allah Almighty. This istiqamat, the steadfastness, is a great miracle, And the result of that is that they see the trials and difficulties on every side. And for the sake of Allah Almighty, they sacrifice, they find their life and honor and prestige in danger. And there is nothing to give them the satisfaction. And so much so that Allah Almighty, even to as a trial, he stops the revelation or the dream which can give them any satisfaction. At that time they show steadfastness, and they should not become go backward as coward people. Rather, they don't have anything weak in their firm faith and dedication, and they should be ready for the death, and they should not be waiting for any friend to come and help them, and they should not be waiting for the reception of the blessings of Allah Almighty, because the time is very hard for them at that time. And when and without getting any satisfaction, they should stand up and say, come what may, they are going to offer their necks for the sake of Allah Almighty. And they should show no agony and no crying at that time. This is the real satisfaction. This is the real steadfastness. And this is the thing which this is something from the dust of the prophets and the righteous people. From their dust, the smell of this dedication is always felt. Today, from the dust of these martyrs, we are getting this smell. This fragrance is there. And this is what is giving us the joy. Our minds are feeling ecstasy because of that. And this is saying in loud voice that those people, it is telling us that the rope of steadfastness that you have hold fast, don't leave it alone. Allah Almighty is always true in His promises. If the period of trial gets a bit long, this should not shake your feet at all. And there should be no word of ungratefulness should ever be uttered from your mouth. Regarding these martyrs, many people have seen very good dreams, that they are moving around in paradise very happily, and medals are being given to them. The medals in this life, they are given after very long services. Here, the young people, in their youth, they have been given these medals. So therefore, our crying and our grief, that is only in the presence of Allah. And we should never ever let this thing diminish at all. You are the people regarding whom Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam, regarding the people of Lahore, that he got the revelation that there are pious members of our community in Lahore, and there are very true lovers of us are there in Lahore. So this is the honor of your people, and you have to maintain this honor. The pleasure of Allah Almighty, you have to continue attaining it through steadfastness and patience. And then in this relationship with Allah Almighty has also given a lot of glad tidings which were given to the promised Messiah. So you are very fortunate along with the name of your city. Allah Almighty has mentioned so many glad tidings. They were given to the promised Messiah. Huzur is addressing to the people of Lahore. The people, according to my understanding, they just inflicted this. They wanted to not only inflict this loss of life, rather they wanted to terrify. And in their own thinking, these terrorists, they wanted to take the weak Ahmadis, in their eyes, to take away from Ahmadiyyat and to create restlessness among the youth. But they didn't know that these are the children of such mothers, in the blood of whom, in the blood of them, the sacrifice of their life, honor and wealth, the promise, dedication and commitment is circulating in the blood of those people. And in them, and they have zeal and determination to fulfill their covenant commitment. This was the thought of the enemy, that as a result of this colossal sacrifice, the Ahmadis will not be able to tolerate that, and they would come on the street and through sabotage and through processions and will be there. And then the government and the administration, they would be doing whatever they would like to do. And then they will be exploiting this reaction in the whole world, and they would try to defame Ahmadis. That was the plan. And then in order to show the world, then they would try to make them believe by giving all the promises of help. But they don't know that the Ahmadis, by the grace of Allah, the patience and the prayer which is granted to them from Allah Almighty, they are the people who are always seeking the help of Allah. They are always coming into the protection of Allah. Under the banner of Khilafat, they are the people who are all gathered. And they are not ever going to show this type of reaction. And when they did not see this type of reaction, which was the expectation of the opponents, and there was a lot of protest raised in foreign countries against this very aggressive and inhuman treatment, and the media also exposed them. So then during the night, then the government agencies, they also thought that some help should be given to them, and sympathy should be shown, and in order to hide their face. And then they started releasing the messages of sympathy. It is surprising that the world, and particularly these people, they have not come to know what Ahmadis are, what sort of people they are. In the future, the 120 years history of Ahmadiyyat, each and every second, the action of that has not been able to open their eyes. These people, at the call of Imam, they are the people who stand up and sit. They are the believers of that promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, who, in relation to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his master and leader, and the teaching of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he came to establish that teaching in this time. And those who, to these beastly like people, and the human beings, they were made into those people who were showing the face of God in them. And coming out of this beastly state of life, these people who were the reflective of God, they became like that. So such people, how can they indulge in this type of actions, sabotage the processions, and such sort of reaction, how can we show that? We always give preference to the pleasure of Allah Almighty, who said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," and we left our matter in the hand of Allah. We have presented our sorrow and grief, everything we have presented before Allah Almighty. And we are very happy with the decree of Allah. And we are waiting for His decision to come, for His decree to come. This barbaric attitude and this barbaric treatment that you have done, that may be blessed for you. That is your role. That is your lot. You are the people who are playing with the blood of these people. And you are the people in the name of religion. Through this terrorism, you are taking these people back to 1400 years back, and you are living in that sort of life. These people say that they are not in need of any reformer. There is no need of any promised Messiah to come. They are now denying this thing. For us, the Holy Quran and the Sharia is good enough. So are these, this is the type of doings, and these are the types of deeds according to the Sharia, which was revealed to our Master, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Certainly not. You, my Master, certainly that Master, who is the greatest benefactor of mankind, and no one could ever be created like that. That greatest benefactor of mankind. You are trying to defame my Master there. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the name of the honor of the Holy Prophet, you are calling my pious leader. You are trying to defame him and bring back bad name to him. Certainly on the day of judgment, the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Allah, that kalima will catch hold of each one of them, and you will end up in your bad end. And your ultimate end will be very bad. Our duty is to be patient and with steadfastness. And every Ahmadi, inshallah, is going to hold fast to it and stick to it. And when the world saw these examples of patience, then the other people, they were also very surprised by looking at these examples. And when on this barbaric treatment and oppression, when they saw these patients, then not only the other people, they showed their sympathy. And some of them, they turned to Ahmadiyyat. And some of them, they expressed the desire that they would like to be initiated in the community. So this injustice that you have done to us, Allah Almighty has started giving us the reward in this way, the reward of that in this way. I thought that I would be explaining some incidents, but the incidents are so tragic and so, because I'm afraid that I should not be overwhelmed with my passions and emotions, but I just try to present one or two in front of you. Naib Nazir Islah Urshad has written to me that one worshipper, when he came for a janaza, he addressed somebody and said that we got another reward from Allah, that I am a father of a martyr. And he said that our determination and commitment is very high. The brother of Ajaz Sahib in Malton martyred, and when he was told that he should go to the hospital, he said that the one who is martyred, he has gone to heaven, but my blood might be needed for those people who are injured. So he went to hospital to give the blood. And a mother also said that it was a trust from Allah Almighty regarding his son. She said that trust we have entrusted to Allah. Mahmood Ahmad Shahid, our missionary in Model Town, he also, during the khutbah, he continued to admonish the people during the sermon. He repeated certain verses of the Holy Quran, and Durood Sharif also he recited loudly, and also raised the Nare Takbir. And then he offered himself for the martyrdom. And he, in the morning, he was also mentioning about the people who were martyred in Chak Sikandar. So that was his example. Somebody has written to me. So there were 100 or 150 people were outside, and then the terrorist came into and opened the fire, and somebody came right in the middle. If he had come at there, so then those people who were outside, they might not have been present today. But right in front of my eyes, a Nasir, who was around 65, he came out of the pillar and he ran to that terrorist. And as a result of that, he was shot dead in the chest, and he immediately got martyred. But because of his boldness, and it took a long time for the terrorists to come out, and the people outside, they were saved. But in the meantime, a lot of Ahmadis, they were able to take some safe protection. And when we came out, and then we saw that so many people, they were lying dead as martyrs on the stairs. Somebody from Japan had gone there. He went there, he joined the janaza. He wrote to me that in these martyrdoms, it has revived the memories of the martyrdoms of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the foot of the mountains near Rawa, it appeared many times that we are not in this time, and the examples of the steadfastness and firmness, they were such that the people who were waiting for the janaza in the lawn of Ansarullah, and I asked him, who has been martyred? He said, my son has been martyred. The writer says that my heart was bleeding at that time, but I could not say utter a word from my mouth. But he said again, Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. This was what Allah Almighty decreed. And he said that all around me there were very determined people, and I was trying to control my patience, that I should not be suffering any shame before these people. And I used to meet the people, and every time I was going through a great feeling of emotions. And somebody said, look at my Shaheed, who is soaked in blood. And these were the sentiments of the people. One lady writes that my young children, they went to offer the Jummah prayer, and then Allah Almighty saved them by His grace. And when this killing was being done in the mosque, So some ladies came to me, and she was living next to the mosque. They came, and they thought that she will be crying at that time. But I told them that our matter is entrusted to Allah Almighty. It is not a question of my own children. If my children have been martyred, then if they got tortured, they will be blessed by Allah Almighty. And then the ladies were very surprised to listen to this one, because all the children are our own children. At that moment, she writes that the service that the people of Ahmadis, they offered, and the treatment that they gave, we are extremely grateful to all the people of Rabwa for that. And the only son of a mother was there. Others are daughters. Only one son was there. And he was very regular in prayer, and he got martyred. And the parents showed great steadfastness and patience. And these were the feelings that if we were there, we would also have offered our lives for the sake of Jamaat. Musallam Darabi Sahib of Syria was also there. He also got injured. He is an Ahmadi from Syria. He says that this sort of a spectacle I haven't seen before in my life. That there was no disorder and no fear and no worry was there. Everybody, they were doing their duties with calm and patience, and all the instructions which were being given by the administration, they were just carrying out all these instructions. This is something very, very special for me, which I had never experienced or seen before. So these are the people. These are the mothers which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has created in this life, in his community. These are the great examples of sacrifices. I am not worried. They don't worry that what is going to happen to our children, whether my children are going to be martyred. But for the whole community, for the whole members of all the communities, they are praying with emotions and feelings. So I am addressing all the Ahmadi mothers. This passion and this feeling and these pious sentiments and these thoughts, never ever let these things die. As long as these feelings are there, as long as these determined thinking is there, then no enemy never will ever be able to inflict any harm upon the Jamaat. One Ahmadi has written that I went from Rabwa, along with a Khadim from Rabwa. I was holding these dead bodies, and when we lifted the last dead body and conveyed it to the ambulance, and after that he said that this is my father. He said, this is my father. And then he did not go. He didn't go back. And the duty which was allocated to him in the mosque, he continued to perform that. These are those great people of the promised Messiah, those who express their sentiments only to God Almighty. And there are scores of such instances, examples. Later on, they will be compiled and they will be written and published. And one thing which everybody has told, who was among the eyewitnesses, they always tell like this, that these terrorists, when they were doing all these atrocities, then there was no panic at all. As the Rabi Sahib has also written, with very patience, the Amir Sahib and the Missionary Sahib and the office holders of the Jamaat at their instruction, as long as these office holders, they were alive, they continued to follow their instruction. And after that, there was no disorder. They just went close to the wall so that they could be protected from the fire and continued to pray. And one elderly person was constantly in the state of prostration and he did not care about the firing going on or around him. These are the examples of those people who are really having the faith in their heart and the true faith. Many letters I have received which have mentioned this subject, which Allah Almighty says in Surah Al-Ahzab, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَىٰ نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. That among the believers there are such men that whatever they have made the covenant with Allah Almighty, they have showed it to be true. And there are those people who have fulfilled their covenant, and there are those who are still waiting to fulfill their covenant, and there is no change in their attitude at all. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. By saying that, and they are making giving the assurance of their commitment, the enemy thought that through this action they are going to weaken the cause of Ahmadiyyat and they are going to break the might of the community, the power of the community. And maybe the people living in cities do not have such strong faith, but they don't know that the people living in city, they are such people in which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has put this energy of faith in their hearts, and for the sake of religion they are always ready to offer the greatest sacrifice, although they are very busy in their worldly pursuits. But whenever they are called upon for the sake of religion, they are always say labbaik and immediately respond to that one. As I said, instead of these barbaric things, these are the people who are upholding the banner of humanity, and these are the Ahmadis from the same people, from the famed families are there, and from the same community such people are coming out who are showing this barbaric and beastly attitude. And these are the people after accepting the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, those for the sake of religion they offer their sacrifices, but they offer those sacrifices according to the principles given to them by God Almighty. I mentioned, Huzoor says that these incidents, the Pakistani press has mentioned to some extent, Allah reward them and bless them and always enable them to speak out the truth. After saying this truth, they should not be over influenced by the reaction of the influence of the mullahs. And there were statements from the press abroad as well, and the matters of sympathy, message of sympathies were there, and the representatives of various and the members of the parliament in England, and the representative of governments, you know, they came. Allah bless reward them, all of them. I would say that in the newspaper, so much so that a message has been come out in from Khatam-e-Nubuwwat that something very bad has been done there. So what about those banners and posters which are posted on the poles and on the streets? So much say that even under the nameplate of the judges of the High Court, these banners are there in which a foul language has been used about Ahmadis. They have been declared as apostate and they have been declared as wajibul qatal, worthy to be killed. So what has happened to you? And these ignorant people, and you are trying to incite them. And when they saw that the trend of the people has come towards showing sympathy to them, so although they are a part in this atrocity, but at least we should not be you know, joining with other people. So they have also started joining in those people who are showing some sympathy. So this enmity and rancor which is shown by these people against the Ahmadis, that is actually the cause of all that what has happened. The Chief Justice of Pakistan, on petty things, small things, he takes the direct action. So such a great injustice and atrocity has been committed. And the banners which are being posted here, why didn't he think of taking any direct action on that one? And these ulama who are inciting the people on killing, they should he should have taken some action against that. Are these standards of establishing justice, are they are just related to them? As I said, that our crying and our weeping is all before Allah Almighty. We don't have to beg anything from these people. We don't have to take anything from these people. But I am just pointing out to their standards. After each and every trial, the more understanding of our sacrifices for the sake of Allah Almighty that goes further is further enhanced. The people cannot damage that, and they cannot even give us anything. Although in the world the terrorism is widespread, and in Pakistan it is at the peak. But against the Ahmadis, this terrorism which is committed, that is legitimized by law. In Mong Rasool there was such an incident happened, and the terrorists, they were captured. What treatment was given to them? Were they punished? They are freely moving in the streets of Pakistan even today. So from these people, we cannot pin any hope on these people. And they never do that. And our Mawla, our God is Allah. And we entirely and solely depend upon Allah Almighty. He is our helper. He is our, who is going to come for our help. And inshallah ta'ala, surely He is going to continue help us. And we don't expect anything good coming out from these people in future. And we are not going to expect anything from that. So the Ahmadis, they have to be very vigilant. And there is a need of lot of prayers. Allahumma inna najaluka fi nuhurihimka wa nauzubika min shururihim. This prayer should be recited very often. Rabbi kullu shayin khadiqa, Rabbi fafazni vansurni varhamni. This prayer should also be recited. And apart from that, so many other prayers are there. For steadfastness, they should pray. And also pray that Allah Almighty should punish these people to their bad end. In these two mosques, those people who have been injured, also remember them in your prayers. And out of those injured, Dr. Imran Sahib, he has also been martyred. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. The other injured people, Allah Almighty, give them a cure and a recovery, and protect each and every Ahmadi from all types of evils. The Ahmadis, they have played a very important role in the creation of Ahmadis, in creation of Pakistan. The Ahmadis have played a very important role, and much greater than these people, those who are calling themselves as the as the people who have built the Pakistan, are the caretaker of Pakistan. So we have to protect the country, and we have to pray for the such end of these people that should give a lesson to other people. Those who have destroyed the peace of the country, Allah Almighty always protect every Ahmadi from all types of evil. One Ahmadi, in a very emotional way, has written a letter. But I was surprised at his thinking. He is well educated. He is also doing service to the community. One of the sentences was that he has written that what a beautiful gems have been thrown into the dust. These gems have not been thrown into the dust. This was a very vicious attempt on the part of the enemies to do so. But Allah Almighty has increased their value even more. And Allah Almighty has picked them up and taken it to Himself. And they have been blessed with eternal life. So this one gem, one diamond, has further polished those diamonds which have been left behind. So these people, these diamonds who have departed, they have been turned into such shining and glittering stars on the horizon of Ahmadiyyat and Islam, which has created a new galaxy. And this galaxy has opened up new ways for us, and each and every star in that galaxy, then it becomes like a pole star for us. So no enemy of is never going to be successful in their vicious attempts and motives. And each and every martyrdom is going to bear fruits largely and establishes high status. Allah Almighty raise the status of all these martyrs, and we should also enable us that with steadfastness we continue to offer the sacrifices for the sake of religion, and we should be among those people. I wanted to mention regarding these martyrs, but this is going to be very long. Next time, briefly, I will mention, because there are nearly 85 shuhada and martyrs, and if brief introduction is given, that will be very long. Even after the Jummah, I will be leading the janaza prayer of all these martyrs. And recently, after this great incident in Narowal, one Ahmadi has been martyred there. His name was Nematullah. He was sleeping outside in the open, and the assailant came and with dagger he stabbed him, and he was killed. And his son came to rescue him. He was also injured. He is in hospital. Remember him in your prayers. He has left behind a wife and three daughters and three sons. And among his other relatives, they have been martyred as well. And the assailant and the killer is related to Tahaffuz-e-Khatm-e-Nubuwwat, the organization. And on one side they are sending the messages, and on the other side they are inciting the people to kill Ahmadis and become the recipient of heaven. And he was captured. Because our ulama has told us, so therefore in order to get sawab and to do the same thing, I have done this. He has admitted. And he also said that after capturing, that we are not going to leave any Ahmadi alone here. And then they say that why these people are being defamed. Actually, they are doing all these things themselves. Allah Almighty protect all the Ahmadis from all types of misfortune and harm. As I said, also remember these injured people in your prayers. Allah Almighty also give them full recovery.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ